T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Janet and Nick on Kiss 98.5. We're getting right to it. We've got Zach Moss of the Buffalo Bills making his debut appearance on Kiss 98.5. Hi, Zach.
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
I like that. Did you have a good bye week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was definitely much, much needed. And, you know, refreshed and happy to be back and, you know, close the season out the right way.
I love that. I want to talk all about the Buffalo Bills, but I have to go back to your time in Utah, because you talk about how much of a family it felt like playing in Utah, and you had an incredible career there. Are you feeling like Buffalo is like that now for you?
Yeah, it definitely is in a lot of ways. This team, from top to bottom, they do a really good job of making you feel welcome. They definitely did that with me coming in. And I think it's really, really like a brotherhood here. Everyone likes each other. Everyone talks to each other and things like that. So it's a really good place to be. And, you know, that's carrying over into our play on the field.
I feel so bad because you were just drafted in the 2020 NFL draft, which was bizarre because of the way COVID hit. Didn't you want to get that hug with the commissioner? I feel bad you didn't get that.
It was okay. It would have been cool to, you know, kind of get that entire experience of everything like that. But at the end of the day, you know, the most important thing is, you know, being able to still play football this year, being in this atmosphere, being in this league, all those things are dreams come true. Missed out on a few of them because of the COVID, but, you know, still blessed overall.
Zach, let's rewind to before COVID, BC, and family get-togethers with cousins that play pro ball. Were there some epic family games with the Mosses?
Not really. I mean, when you think about it, they were always away with, you know, being in season and things like that. So none of those things occurred.
Have you, I mean, Utah, does Utah get cold where you went to college? Because you're from Florida. So have you seen a lot of snow?
Yeah. Salt Lake City definitely gets a lot of snow. And it gets a really cold day. I've been in there, but it's about 10 degrees and things like that. And the elevation on it doesn't help it. But I'm kind of used to the cold, but I don't think you ever really get used to it fully. But I'm still pretty equipped for it, though.
How, you know, that's interesting you bring up the elevation, because a lot of athletes will train in the high elevations because it helps with your cardio. Do you find like you had that edge going into the combine and now playing with the Bills and having such a successful season?
I think that I can't say, you know, greatly that that's flat out helped me with some things, but I think that it definitely probably played a part just because of the, you know, everyone knows it's kind of a fact that if you train in a higher elevation, that it helps your cardio and stuff like that. But, and me playing that for so long, I'm pretty sure my body just got super adjusted to that. And now being at lower elevation, I'm kind of just equipped and ready to go for it.
What's your relationship with Josh Allen?
It's pretty good. I mean, Josh is a very funny, funny dude, always joking around like a big kid. And, you know, he tries to make everyone feel, you know, welcomed, and always trying to play a joke on him if it's anything type of joke. So me and his relationship are pretty good.
So tell me the last kind of joke, if you can remember one, that you played on Josh or Josh did to you.
The last one I can remember was probably yesterday. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something that I probably can't say on here.
Oh, probably not. Good. You know what? Those kind
good
of good decision making skills, Zach. We appreciate that being a radio station.
Zach, I know sometimes the players like to give gifts at the holidays, and well, you've got a birthday coming up in a few weeks. Do you pick this week to start dropping hints like, oh yeah, man, do you see that new PS5? That's pretty yeah nice. Or, oh, sure could use a nice e-bike or something. Like, do you start dropping hints now to all the players?
I mean, some of the guys have dropped hints to me about Christmas.
Of course.
I probably won't, just because that's, you know, not really in my nature to do things like that. Uh-huh. But, I mean, I wouldn't turn him down.
Right.
On the phone this morning with Zach Moss of the Buffalo Bills, having an incredible season as a Bills running back. What'd you do with that first touchdown football that you when you scored your first touchdown, what'd you do with the football? Are you having it painted?
Yeah, I had it painted up. Kept it. It's at my house now.
Nice. Very cool. How are you feeling about the game this weekend with the Chargers?
Feeling really good. You know, we're coming off a bye week, getting back into the swing of things. And, you know, just trying to, you know, learn these guys and, you know, go out there and, you know, show who's the better team this week.
As you think about this game, and now we're on the other side of the season, is there one particular game you're really looking forward to?
I mean, for me, in my rookie season, I'm looking forward to them all. You know, it's my first time playing a lot of these teams and, you know, just trying to soak up everything and, you know, playing against guys that I've grown up watching on TV and things like that. So I think every game for me is kind of like a big game just because it's my first time playing all of these teams.
When you're out on the field and then you realize that somebody that you've been watching for the past 5 years play in the NFL, is it weird to be on the field?
I think it's a bit weird at the beginning. Like when we're warming up and things like that, but then you got to kind of get out of that shell shocked feeling once the game is starting up and things like that, and you know, kind of put it to the side and you know, think about that kind of stuff after the game, go back home and be like, whoa, you know what I mean?
You got to learn not to fan out with someone when you're playing them
exactly,
on the field.
Exactly.
I want to talk about cleats for a second. Last home game, I saw some really sweet cleats. I think it was Stephon Diggs had the Rick James cleats for warm up. Do you have anything that you like to bust out?
I'm actually working on something right now.
Can you tease?
Hopefully we can get them. I'm having a young designer from Buffalo work on them, so he's going to kind of put something together for me. I really don't know much about what it's going to be, mm-hmm, but hopefully I can get it for this week's game. Yeah, so it'd be pretty cool.
Your girlfriend, Jesse Santos?
Jessica.
Jessica. You guys are the cutest couple. You met at college.
Yeah. Going on 2 years now. Met in college. She's from Utah. It's been pretty good. Been pretty good.
Does she give you your real, like, what does she tell you, like, the real deal with, like, okay, this game, I want you to do this, this, and this, score two touchdowns. Like, does she give you that motivation?
She definitely hypes up my stats every game.
I like that.
She definitely hypes him up, tries to make it, you know, like some super crazy numbers and things like that.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, we'll see. We'll see how this one goes.
Like your girl
I
should.
Love that. She's, you know, I read a really cool article on you guys, and I love that you've got somebody like that by your side as you play your rookie season in Buffalo. What do you think of the Bills Mafia and the Bills fans? Pretty incredible, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I can't wait to, you know, finally get to experience them inside the stadium. But I've heard only so many stories. So it'll be, you know, pretty cool once, you know, hopefully this COVID thing kind of gets to a point where we can kind of return to normalization, hopefully next year sometime.
And finally, Zach Moss of the Buffalo Bills on this pre-Thanksgiving edition. Tell me about the best Thanksgiving. Like, what do you need at your Thanksgiving table for it to be complete?
Me, I probably need mac and cheese, sweet potato pie, yams, And then you can kind of cover whatever else you want around that.
Yeah, right, like turkey stuffing, gravy, all that.
Yeah.
Just another thing Zach and I have in common.
Right, exactly. Listen, we're looking for another touchdown this weekend. I'm sure Jessica has already told you that, but we're looking for it too from Kiss 98.5. Have a great game.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Nice talking to you. I hope we talk to you again. You're fun.
Thank you.
All right. Zach Moss of the Buffalo Bills on Kiss 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.